Hello, hello, welcome back to There's Noellen podcast for the people, by the people. I forgot to say that last time. I'm your host, Matt, and today I'm here with Ben and Morgan again. What's up, guys?
That's you, Ben, come on.
Good to be here.
Soon to be gone. If you're listening on your normal podcasting means, you can check us out on YouTube. We're starting to film things there. Hello. And some people have started to listen to them over there, which is good. You can also find us on Buzzsprout. The link is in our bio on Instagram, at Noel Experience. You can find us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. Basically, anywhere you normally would listen to a podcast, we're there. Today's another bit of a casual episode. We're going to talk with Ben about what he's done since he's been here, how that all unfolded, and then we're going to talk a bit about the wedding and the stag and just have a bit of fun around. We've got somewhere to be. Football. My team's playing.
Tottenham. Let's go, Gareth Bale. What we won't be doing is discussing football in this podcast.
Correct. All right, so I guess to start off, Ben, sorry to see you go. You're leaving tomorrow. How do you feel about that?
Not good at all. I feel dreadful.
So you don't want to be in the US of A right now?
No, not with the COVID and things.
So I think last time we ended off with Ben just got out of quarantine. He just tested positive for COVID.
Whoa.
To all the people that saw me, don't worry.
That was a joke.
That was his first negative in a long time. Last time we left off, you were just getting ready to start your actual vacation. You had just got out of quarantine. What did you end up doing?
Yeah, lots of stuff. Lots of vacationing. I actually was off of work. The first week I was like working from home, but I just took the whole time off. So it was fantastic just to like get away from work and all that shit. So yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
And I guess you saw your technically girlfriend as well.
Who is also joining us today. And as soon as we start talking about our topics today, you did have an intro, Matt. We're going to be talking about the wedding.
I did.
The stag.
Yeah, I said all that, man.
Okay, perfect. I'm not listening to you as usual.
Don't mind you right next to each other.
Unfortunately, but fortunately, you know me and weddings. I had nothing to do with any of it. So I'll be letting Lexi join in as soon as we start this process.
Look, Morgan, unfortunately, wasn't there, but I'm sure he was at home shedding a tear for those who had to go.
Yeah, I could see those who have left us. Right, so what else you got up to, Ben? A lot of vacationing. Did you find, I know we were speaking about how obviously Barbados is its own bubble as opposed to the US, and like we are living kind of not normally,
bit more free,
but yeah, definitely a lot more free than like, for example, all of our friends in the UK right now. I know all of them are locked up. How'd you find it?
Yeah, I definitely more freedom here. In Florida, they don't have really like quarantining or any curfews. They had a little bit to start, so like everything's relatively normal. It's just you feel a little bit stranger going into a bar that has 50-60 people versus it has like, I don't know, 30 all spread out, which here I've never seen anywhere more than, you know, 20 or 30 people. So you just feel more secure. So everyone's been going out a lot more.
Yeah, that's good. I think we're doing a good job so far. Although I hear that we've been put on the high risk
by the
list
CDC.
By the CDC in the US, which is completely
that's quite
hypocritical,
hilarious.
But anyway,
yes, exactly.
It's kind of funny.
Here, we'll send you COVID and then put you on the high risk list. Sounds good, right? Anyway, I guess we can move on a bit to the stag. So obviously with a wedding, you have the bachelorette and the bachelor party. Ben and I were part of the wedding, so obviously that meant we were part of the stag. And we had a bit of an interesting afternoon / night.
Indeed.
Ben did.
Have we mentioned whose wedding it is?
Well, last episode, but
that's anonymous, Ben. Not everybody likes to know they're unhappy on there.
No, Lashley's our first cousin, Alana, and Luke Lashley.
And we added one to the family, so that was good.
Yeah. So the stag, first stag for me, I think probably for, or Matt maybe May has gone on one before.
I've been on.
But we did like a classic. We did karting, and then we went and had some beers, you know, enjoyed ourselves, and then we ended up at Sharky's in the Gap just to, you know, finish off the night.
But shout out to Gav for having us.
Yeah, but first stag for me, and I found it was brilliant. We had Luke dress up in a dress. Luke, I'm sorry to let go all your files.
Yeah, busting my files in.
Yeah, but he was actually a very attractive broad. Boy. You saw him, Matt. What do you think?
I mean, Luke in a dress don't really do a whole lot for me, but some people were mistaking him and didn't recognize him, so I guess.
He had a wig on as well, if that helps.
True, true. I don't think he knew that he was having to put on a dress, and it's good just to point out that the option was either get beat by all of the boys at the stag or put his dress on, and he chose the smart option.
Yeah, I do.
Although he has sworn revenge on all of us once we hit our wedding years.
Yikes!
Empty promise.
I do have one story from the stag that I'll drop where. We arrived at Sharky's. Everyone's at the bar, about 15 fellas. We all get there. We've had, like, I don't know, 3 beers before we've got there. Everyone's ready for a good night. And around the table, Luke orders a tequila shot, and then he orders a rum and, let's say, soda, and then it goes around. Someone has a stag. Someone else has another rum. Someone has a vodka, whatever their preferences are. And it gets to Matt, like, 8th person in. And Matt says, can I have a Cookie Monster? I looked over, and I was like, what in tarnation?
Can you clarify what a Cookie Monster is, man?
True. Yeah.
So a Cookie Monster is a very tall, thin glass with Oreos, cookies, and cream milkshake in it. And it had whipped cream swirling up to the top with a cherry on. And everyone looked over at Matt. Matt looked over at everyone shamelessly and started slurping it down.
It was so good.
Keep in mind, we're at a stag. Let me just drop that back in there.
But to be fair to Matt, I've done that a good few nights now. Like, I remember we had a friend, Brandon, he had a party, and that is the worst I've ever felt after a party. I was sick for 5 days, stopped drinking for 3 months after that. I was done with alcohol. I do remember we went out two times to Sharky's, and each time we'd get our cookie milkshake. And on the second time, it was your birthday, and as soon as I get this big, large milkshake with a cherry on top and sprinkles, and I start to slurp it, just like Matt. 20 girls walking coming to say hello. It's just me there.
No shame.
So why did you get the Cookie Monster this time, Matt?
This time.
Well, it's a bit more of a reason than it sounds.
Yes,
I was at the stag. Yes, Cookie Monsters are great. Anybody that tells me anything different, you're lying. But I've been training recently for a triathlon, ooh, which we may or may not go into next episode, so stay around for that. But I decided before the triathlon that I was going to stay away from alcohol for the 3 or 4 months that I was training. And actually, I'd done a pretty good job up until the wedding. I took two shots with the groom and then one with everybody at the wedding, so that was my alcohol intake for the last 4 months. But I know for other people that's quite difficult. For me, it wasn't too bad. You do feel a little bit weird when you're out and everybody's drinking and you're not, but that's me.
See, that's interesting, because I heard you had some interesting events at the wedding itself.
Oh god.
Ooh. Which included alcohol, I would only assume.
Ooh.
If not, you have some answers.
Well, before my files get bust as well.
Ooh!
Jesus Christ. Headphone users, we apologize. Let's talk about the wedding first. So I guess I think the overall, from everyone I've talked to, it was one of the best weddings that we've been to. We haven't really been to that many. Haven't reached that part of our lives yet. But it was actually very great. You know, Mom and Lani's mom have said how nice it was. Everyone said how nice it was. The service was very nice. You could see, somebody made the comment, like, you could see how much, like, love there was or whatever. I'm not an emotional guy. I didn't see it, but I've been told.
He's not an emotional guy. I saw you crying like 3 times.
When?
When Luca was giving his speech and when Lani was giving her speech. Matt, Lani was walking on the aisle, and Matt was shedding a tear. Don't mind, I was too, but don't.
I was just going to say, you can see through those teary eyes of yours. But anyway, it was a very nice, like, emotional wedding. You could tell. The person, I heard, they weren't talking to me, they were talking to somebody else, so I was eavesdropping. But I heard them say that not only could you tell, you know, the love between Lani and Luke, but you could also tell everyone there was you know, close to them, and just, it was just a really good vibe at the wedding. And the party itself, I think I told them after, that's one of the best parties I'd been to in 4 or 5 years. and it was non-alcoholic for me, so that was pretty good as well.
So it was non-alcoholic?
Except that shot, yeah.
And you still got out the mischief?
Yeah, mischief.
Ben, transition us into the mischief, please.
Oh, my God. Which one? Which of the thousands of mischief did he get out?
I heard Matt went swimming.
Mischiefists?
We could have just let that slide, but you had to go back.
Yes,
and
pull it back.
What? Pronounce my mispronunciation.
Well, Morgan once was trying to say that he's very good at articulation. And he messed it up.
Look at you now.
So we have to do it.
Your point is mute. You just said
articulating. Articulation.
As he did with his tag, I'll just drop another story on Matt now. So
I heard Matt went swimming. Start with that one.
I guess
the swimming story, I feel a little bit bad about that, but also not really. So basically, we decided there was a pool at the reception, and everyone decided the groom was going in. So all the fellas went. This is towards the end of the night, obviously, when the wedding was wrapping up. The wedding was wrapping up. Yeah. We all decided that we were gonna take him in. I wasn't part of it. I just tried to film it. And you know, we grabbed him up and he said, "Oh, my phone, oh, my belt, my shoes," and man got stripped down all the way to his undergarments. And he was putting up a good fight, but he got thrown in the pool. And then maybe like 10 or 15 minutes later, he went around and gathered the boys, and he was trying to get the MC into the pool. And similarly, the boys grabbed up the MC and he said, "Oh, my phone, my shoes, my whatever," and he got stripped down and he got tossed in the pool. So then, while the process of him getting tossed in the pool, there was maybe six fellas that was all throwing him in, and I saw sploosh, and then followed by sploosh, sploosh. So I know two people gone in there that weren't supposed to go in there. Mm-hmm. One of them was our co-host, Luke Humphrey. So
imagine my surprise.
Yeah. So I decided, all right, I was going to be a good friend. And I wasn't planning on going in or whatever. So I was holding people's phones for them. And I decided I was going to go down by the pool and reach for his phone for him because it had just gone in. And while I was there, someone pushed me from behind with Luke's phone in my hand and two phones, car keys, fully dressed. And I gone in the pool down behind his phone. And I was absolutely livid. And I had one shot. So I was not drunk whatsoever. And I came up out of the water cursing like a pirate out of rum. And I realized afterward when I spun around. And I mean, the worst bad words you could think, that was what was coming out of my mouth. And I'm here thinking, like, I really get known like a bit of an idiot. But
for the whole wedding to hear, just by the way.
Yeah.
It was the end of the night, so not everyone was still there.
So I then immediately had a thought, obviously, blue vex. And then I turn around, I realize I just cuss out the groom's father. Stink. And I've had a thought to myself, well, I maybe should go home now. But then I, you know, you think about it, I was mad. And to be honest, it really wasn't the ideal situation. It's not like everyone was going in the pool. I was being responsible. I had people's phones. So I had a reason to be mad. And I was pretty fuming. We got the phones out. They're all working. So no harm, no foul.
Yeah, well, I came and saved you.
Yeah, Ben came and saved me. The same way I went to save Luke, Ben came to save me. And I gave him the phone quick and I told him to run away because next thing you know, he was going in with four phones.
I approached with caution just to make sure I wouldn't get pushed on me.
Yeah, so I guess this story ended up okay. And, you know, we fix things up, we came to say sorry, etc. Phones are fine, so no harm, no foul. But I have never been that mad in my life.
See, all of that is funny, but the funniest part is definitely when Lexi's telling me this story because we went out for her birthday. And she goes, "Yeah, so Matt did this and he fell in, and Ben decided it was a great idea to do exactly the same thing. So it was just me holding Ben by his belt, trying to pull him away from the pool before he went in."
Okay.
And I could just see the whole thing in my brain, right? Matt falling in, cursing bad. Ben saying, "You know what? That looks like a good idea. Let me do it as well." And then I could see Lexi behind, "Ben, no."
Lexi holding my belt as if she could do anything. Yeah. Big 200-pound man falling in the pool.
I know that wasn't Lexi's most embarrassing part tonight, though. She was telling me about your dancing.
Oh, okay. No.
I wish you would come over here and tell us about it.
Ben, I think you should give us a demo. If you're listening, you should turn to the YouTube right now.
I'm not getting up the demo. Dancing.
Hit the demo.
Better give us a demo.
Okay, fine.
Demo. Demo.
Do the signature one.
But yeah, you can't see me the camera.
That's all right. Go.
No.
It was the worst dancing I've ever seen.
Lexi is telling me no. So I want to see the yes.
It was basically a very attractive shimmy. In addition like a knee pop. But that was kind of like...
knee pop? Was this bop it?
Let's be real here. As we grew up, no one taught us to dance. So
I've seen you do the Billy Goat Gruff a lot, man.
He was doing the Billy Goat Gruff. He was doing it at the wedding.
The Billy Goat Gruff.
That predates Alexis. So.
As we slide into the next story.
We're trying to get away very quickly.
I don't know.
Very squeakily. So night is coming to end, right? As we can all believe, Matt had multiple women times throughout the night. But
the man got me sound like
I was trying to catch him off guard. I was busy throughout the night doing whatever.
The Billy Goat Gruff.
Yeah. Dancing. Foolishly.
Whatever. Yeah, you know. But towards the end of the night, I was getting a little hungry, right? Don't mind the food that I was getting passed around was sweet. So I go and snoop into the fridge, and the fridge is full of stuff, but like just a bunch of like fish gate batter and stuff. Nothing that I could eat on a quick
You don't
whim,
want
right?
some nice, cool fish gate
so
batter?
So I go in the fridge around the corner, and the fridge around the corner has a bunch of coconut shrimp that's just bagged up. And I was like, all right, here we go, jackpot. And I had my two little cousins with me, Nathan and Jake. So we all chatting, eating some shrimp. And then Jake says, rumor has it that Matt's going to walk a girl to her car.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, nice. Right? So what we did is we sneakily took the bag of shrimp and we went out by the only exit to the wedding. And we just stood up pretending like we're talking. Right? So we all chatting. Blah, 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 blah. Right? So we're looking. And we ran out. The whole bag of shrimp gone. But there was about 3 bags. So we going back inside to get the next bag. I stack my hands full. Jake stacks his hands full, and we run back outside so we don't miss this opportunity of a lifetime. Catch him at walk outside. With
opportunity
the
of a lifetime. Okay.
Right. So Jake and I get outside. We see Matt. He's coming up the little, I guess, say aisle of the exit. And he's coming up, and he's got this person with him, and he's walking towards us. Jake and I start like kind of getting scared about what we should be talking about. So we just go.
The man sound like The Sims,
right?
When we used to play The Sims.
We're just shooting conversation. And Matt's walking past us. And my last cousin, Nathan, he had just finished filling his hands with shrimp. And he quickly runs outside because he had a glimpse of them walking past him earlier. And he's about to run and tell us, they're coming. So he runs up to us and he says, they're coming! Because they're right in front of us.
As I
and they looked around at us and we looked at them and we were like, oh. We just start eating shrimp really quickly.
These men so foolish here.
Just noticed that Matt did not deny the story.
Because the story is true, but walking, you made it sound like...
For the fourth time.
Ooh!
Again, headphone users. Look at this.
Come on. So let me set the record straight. First of all, you said something about the exit aisle. I ain't walking out no aisle with no girl. All
right, it wasn't...
Straight.
Aisle was a poor choice of words.
We know that.
Secondly... The parking lot for the reception was down in the back of some dark-ass jungle.
Perfect.
Not perfect, what? And the lady who's in question was going home, and the bride's mother asked me to walk her to the car, okay? So don't get any ideas about her. And you're talking about multiple this and that, and you just exaggerating.
Yeah, I'm just playing. Matt's a good fella, praying for a relationship.
No. Sorry, no, I editing that out. I ain't FaceTime post. Praying for what? Talking rubbish.
It could be worse, man. You could have people out here saying you kissed a girl. In public.
Kissed a girl. And I
on a boat.
Yeah, true.
When you did it.
You did that
do
happen?
People
do
not
you
know
Morgan?
Who you are?
No. I heard from good sources that happened, and I heard from Morgan it didn't. So I don't know who to believe.
All right, see? So I just helped Matt out. Got him off the...
Did you just put a target on your back?
Yeah, that's what I always do, man. Look at how red Matt's face is. Poor fella.
Yeah, if y'all could see.
It's his sunburn.
Sunburn.
From my 31-kilometer ride followed by 2.5-kilometer run this morning.
Boring. Anyway, I guess
to be discussed next time on Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess we should probably wrap up now. It's getting a bit long. So all in all, I think everyone enjoyed the wedding. We're so happy to be involved and to have Lucas part of the official family now. They left yesterday, so hopefully they got back okay, and they're in England. So COVID is ramping up there, so hopefully they stay safe, and we'll see them soon. I guess that kind of wraps up this episode. We can take the sponsor away.
Today's sponsor is Eco Gardens. Eco Gardens is a local project which is looking to help facilitate food security in Barbados by providing you with the chance to start growing your very own vegetable produce in your own backyard. They provide a package deal which includes their raised garden bed and 8 vegetable plants that have already been going for a couple of weeks, which means you just have to add water and reap the benefits. Check out their Instagram at ecogardens.bb if you're interested, and to learn more about becoming slightly more eco-friendly. Yeah, all right, Lexi, come and do our outro.
You know how to do the outro?
No.
Come do the outro.
Thanks for listening to this episode of No, There's Noel in Podcast. Ben, where can I find you?
On Instagram at BenRNoel.
Morgs.
Morgan_AER.
And Matt Mann.
You can find me at MatthewN11, or you can find us on YouTube at Noel Experience, on Facebook Noel Experience, Instagram Noel Experience, or There's Noel in Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts.
Nice. That outro was done by the infamous Ben's technical girlfriend, but actual girlfriend,
Miss Alexis Clark.
Alexa gorgeous Clark. Girlfriend.
Thanks for listening. We'll catch you guys later.
Peace.
Goodbye, my lover.
It's brother.
Brother.